This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Imagine this. It's broad daylight, and you can't walk down the street without worrying about getting shot. That's the reality for people living in some sections of Los Angeles.
There are more than 40,000 gang members in L.A. Today, we begin a two-part series on life in one of L.A.'s roughest neighborhoods. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
L.A.'s Drew Street neighborhood is kind of like a 10th-century fiefdom. Its knights are Latino gang members. Its watchtowers are the roofs of apartment buildings where gangsters chirp each other with walkie-talkie phones whenever an outsider arrives. Drew Street's layout makes it easy to patrol. The neighborhood is only 2 blocks wide by 3 blocks long. The only way you can get here is from the south. The western border is lined with tall fences protecting warehouse yards. To the north and east is an 8-foot-tall wall topped with barbed wire. Behind that wall is a cemetery. This neighborhood is one big dead end in more ways than one.
Police kill one gunman in a shootout. 2 others are hospitalized. Good evening, I'm Harold Green.
Several news organizations parachuted into this neighborhood in February. The gang members that control Drew Street had opened fire on police with an array of weapons, including an AK-47. SWAT teams were sent in, and the neighborhood went on lockdown. It was a rare show of police force. But since then, the Latino gang that patrols this neighborhood, the Drew Street Crew, has regained control. And those not associated with the gang have returned to a life of anonymity. Because that's how you survive here. Take it from this resident. He's lived here most of his life, and he's still stopped by gang members who ask him where he's from.
Yeah, you just tell them. You know, you respond. You say, I'm not from anywhere. And they're like, all right. And they'll say they're a gang. You know, so-and-so is my hood. And then they'll just keep on walking.
This young man's so scared of the gang that he wishes to remain anonymous. He's 20 years old. He has a boyish face, short black hair, and wears shorts and a sweatshirt. He'd blend in anywhere in L.A. He's quiet. When he does talk, he tends to mumble, not wanting to draw a lot of attention to himself. He lives in a run-down house on a steep hill with his wife, his infant daughter, his mother, 3 sisters, and a brother. He says if a young man is walking down the street here, it's a good bet he's got a gun. And that's why he drives his family everywhere, even to his sister's school a few blocks away.
I'll pick them up right after school and bring them home. You know, if they want to go to the movies, I'll drop them off at the movies. Not that long ago, they shot a little girl by accident.
The only reason I'm interviewing this young man outside is because his family, who's inside, isn't comfortable talking about the gangs. In fact, during the interview, an SUV on the street below us slows to a stop. Windows roll down. 2 men in their 20s point at us. I lower my voice and ask him if he knows them.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we go inside?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As calmly as we can, we get up and go inside. He says he hates living here. His house has become a fortress. But, he says, his family can't afford to move.
I love to walk my daughter down the street. I don't feel like walking down the street with a stroller. You know, that's one thing I wouldn't do.
Officer Ed Quist, take him to the watch mayor's office. Ed Quist.
Less than a mile away at the LAPD Northeast Division Station, Detective Chris Vasquez says fighting crime on Drew Street is challenging because the people who live there are either part of the gang, friends of the gang, or too afraid of the gang to do anything about them.
So they're burglarized, their house is burglarized. They live in that neighborhood. They have to go back to that neighborhood. So if they testify, they're going to get threatened and intimidated.
Vasquez says the police patrol Drew Street from their cars because a foot patrol would be too dangerous. Last year, Vasquez and his team had an idea. Why don't we patrol Drew Street by camera?
A piece of equipment was put up, and then it was a transformer, I believe, and it was stolen. Then they went back and replaced that and then put the camera up, and that was shot out, so it didn't last. We couldn't even get it up and running.
For now, what police have done is step up undercover patrols of the area. Officers say it's gotten quieter, but they admit the gang is still in control. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.